ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनस्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
In the land of the surge.
In the land of the surge. That's exactly the right thing. Okay, I think we're on page
74, 75.
Yeah.
Number 7. Mm-hmm.
Number 7.
That's what I have.
Let's start with on page 70. That's on page 73, right? I think I read this over before class. I think we're going to need our Joshua book, just so we can look some of these up. Okay, so let's start number 7, page 73. Sidgah continued. Okay, the ending vowel of ma and ha to go is changed to e when followed by a weak termination beginning with a consonant and dropped before one beginning with a vowel. Ma means to measure. Even the root for pramana, actually. And so, and mimamsa, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, here we've got it's an important root. Atmane, put a preference third person. So, what does it say in the week? It's changed to E when followed by a weak termination beginning with a consonant and dropped before one beginning with a vowel.
Let me just go grab my Indian, so I don't have to think so much.
Okay, te, ate, ate, for the third person. Okay, all week. So, second two endings begin with a vowel. First one, you know, consonant. So, begins with a consonant, e. A becomes e. Begins with a vowel, the a drops. So, and reduplication, ni ma, that's an exception. That reduplication, I think there's a special rule that states that. What does it say here?
It says
number 3. Oh yeah, look at number 3 on 72. Irregularities applicable to the third gunna. The vowel of the reduplicative syllable of ma and ha to go, bra and tra and ra, is changed to e. And that of the reduplicative syllable in nij, vij, and vish take its given substitute. So we're going to have to refer back to that. What did I say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ma, ni ma, then mimite, mimate, mimate. And similarly for ha, remember the duplicate of ha goes to jeb, ha goes to jeb.
Mm-hmm.
So same with that e. So in the same rule, jihite, jihate, jihate. Really clear on that?
Mm-hmm.
Then in the imperfect, te atam ata, so one begins with a consonant, the other two they're all weak, the other two with vowels. So a minita, a mimatam, a mimata. A drops before a consonant, before a vowel, changes to e before a consonant in the week. Same with ha, a jihita.
Hi, girl.
What's up?
Hi, honey. Come on over, say hi.
Hello, everybody. It's okay, kids. You just be here with us. We love you to be here. Okay. Okay for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Mi ma by 3, K having an initial consonant, the A of ma is changed to E, and thus we have the mi te before a te and a te, and the A is dropped, the termination is beginning with a vowel. Okay. 8. The ah ha to abandon undergoes the same changes as above. So there's ought to go, ha to go, and ha to abandon. The one that's really common is the ha to abandon. Mm-hmm. Right, you have to remember, it comes a lot. Because of tyaga, renunciation, vairagya, this is the root that comes all the time. Jihasa. Jihasa, vairagya. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind we don't want. Anyway, I'll just explain that bit. Let's do this and then I'll explain the ha. The avha to abandon undergoes the same changes as above, but the e is optionally shortened. Before potential terminations beginning with ya, the a of this root is dropped. And in the imperative second person singular, it is optionally retained so that the letter. So before there are three forms, jahahi, jahihi, and jahihi, because of the option. So let's take a look at it. First person, mi vahamaha. So jaha plus me, it's just strong, so ha remains. Then optionally it goes to, it's going to go to e by the previous rule, but now optionally short e. Remember the previous rule, the ha goes to he? Mm-hmm. But now optionally it's going to also go to short e. Mm-hmm. So in mi vahamaha, jahivaha, jahimaha, jahivaha, right? Jahivaha, jahivaha. And same for the maha, jahimaha, jahimaha. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so second person, si tahata, jahasi, strong, jahitaha, jahitaha, because weak, and jahita and jahita, okay? Jahita and jahita. And then third person, same thing, jahati, then the option, jahitaha and jahitaha. And then jahati, that's because the ending is ati, right? Remember in the third gana, the nasal drops in even in the parasmipeda, in the third person plural, the nasal drops. And so the ha is going to drop its ah, and so ati, jahati. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the imperfect third person. Okay. Ajahat, strong. So the endings are itham, uhu. Remember that has that us ending? In the imperfect? For the third gun, it has all the way through for the third gun, for every root, the ending is us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yuhu. Mm-hmm.
Not yuhu.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay, so atam uhu instead of un.
Right.
Okay. So now we have a jahat kastrong, astes. Then we've got the option because it begins with a consonant and it's weak. So ajahitam, ajahitam. And then begins with a vowel, and so the ha ah drops, and we just add the us, ajahuhu. Am I going too fast? You're up with me? Virginia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Imperative. Two tom atu, again the nasal drops in the third, right? So it's not atu, it's atu. Remember that that's different, right? Because now in the third, in both the parasmipeda and the apneipeda, the nasal drops.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the other gunas, it's only in the apneipeda that the nasal drops, except for some exceptional situations in the second gunna. So it's pervasive in the third gunna.
Mm-hmm.
So strong, so jahatu, then option, begins with a consonant, jahitam, jahitam, and atu, ha drops, because it begins with a vowel, jahatu.
Imperative strong, all the first.
All the first, and in the first, might add the singular, third person singular. All of the first, the third person singular. But in the apneipeda, it's only the first person all the way across is strong. But in the parasmipeda, you also have the third person singular strong.
And potential is all weak.
Potential is all weak. And here, there's a special rule for the potential that the ha drops before the ya.
Right.
So you just add the actual terminations just straight on to ja. Okay. So ya ya tam yuhu. So jahyat, jahyatam, jahyuhu.
Mm-hmm.
You just add them straight on.
To ja.
To ja. To ja.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The ah drops. Before the potential.
The region of the above ha is jaha, right? That's jaha.
Jaha.
So the ah drops and then we get jaha is what we are adding the potential to. Jaha.
Jaha.
Jaha, right, sorry.
Yeah. Everybody okay with that?
Well, no.
Okay.
Jaha, the ah drops.
This is a special rule for the potential. Let's see how they say it here. Before potential terminations, this is number 8.
Yeah.
Before potential terminations beginning with ya, which they all do in the verse micro, the ah of this root is dropped, special rule. Okay? Anything else about that? Okay. Everyone okay with this one?
Mm-hmm.
The E of B is optionally shortened before root terminations with an initial consonant. B means to fear. It's another important root.
Mm.
So let's go through this one and then we can look at it in our dasa pasa. So, number, Roman numeral 1. None of us understand why he's doing this. And we're all relatively intelligent people and we do not understand this. Okay. The ending E of a root, short or long, not preceded by a conjugate consonant, is changed to ya before root terminations with an initial vowel. When the base consists of more than one syllable. These are all, I don't have the sutra for these. Just these are all sutras because it's endless. Okay. So, it has to be, you know, it's the base. So when there's reduplication, the base is always going to be more than one syllable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the root, it's the base.
Right, right.
And so that means that the ending E of a root, short or long, in the third gana, not preceded by a conjugate consonant, is changed to ya before the root terminations of the initial vowel when the base consists of more than one syllable. So it's like
wow.
Yeah.
I know.
That's like hard to wrap your mind around all that.
Let's take the Dhatu Pata and go to page 79. You can look at it on there. These are another important move. Page 79. And you have to remember that the E of B is optionally shortened before the root terminations with an initial consonant when we do this. Everybody on page 79?
Mm-hmm.
For B?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the present tense. Singulars are strong. I mean, the first persons are strong.
Mm-hmm.
So E is going to take guna, right? And the strong, the ending vowel will take guna. So bibeti. Then bibitaha, 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 and bibitaha. That's the option. Or it can become short before word terminations beginning with a consonant. But remember they start with the third person first in the dasapata.
Yeah. Right.
And then ati begins with a vowel, and so the e is going to be replaced by ya. Bibyati, that's actually straightforward sundi, but if you remember normally the E or U will be replaced by Ia or U.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's not. It's just straight sundi. BB plus SC is PPT. So this supersedes that normal rule.
Wait, what was the normal rule?
Where in this internal sundi, the EE will go to
Ia.
Or the U or U will go to U. That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what normally takes place unless we have something coming in to change it. Second person, bibeshi takes guna, and because of the any vowel except there are ah, so it goes to sha, so bibeshi.
Mm-hmm.
Then option, bibitaha and bibitaha. Option, bibita and bibita. Bibe means straightforward, option, bibhivaha, bibhivaha, and bibhivaha, bibhimaha, bibhimaha. So there's nothing there really except understanding the option and remembering this ya. That's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ya instead of iya.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's okay. Let's go to the lung. Third person. Remember the singulars are strong. So we're naming it tam us. Remember it tam us? Okay. Abibate, abibitam, and abibitam, abibitam, because of the option. And here, abibayuhu. When the root ends in a vowel, e, u, or ora, that takes guna. What number is that? Let me tell you where that is. Look at number... Yeah, number 6 on page 72, just so you remember this. The termination of the third person plural of the imperfect parasmipa is us, before which the final a of all roots is dropped, and the final e, u, or a short or long take their guna substitute. The final a drops, we know that from doing the hum. But now if it ends in e, u, or a short or long, it takes its guna. So now if you look at this, what is the guna be?
A.
A. What happens when you put A and U together?
Ayu.
Ayu.
Right.
The A goes to Ayu. It's Ayavasandhi.
Yeah.
Right? A goes to Ayu. So Abhimayuhu. That's something we have to remember. Istanta, abibehi, abibehi, nothing there, abibes. Oh, we have to remember. No, that's all right. That's four consonants. Abibehi, and then the is will be the sarga. It changes to the sarga, right? Then abibitam and abibitam. Abibitam and Abhibhitam. Abhibhita and Abhibhita. That's just the same as an option, short or long. What about Anvama? Abhibhi goes to Abhibhe plus Am. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Simple Sandhi.
Right.
Ayava Sandhi.
Mm-hmm.
A goes to Arya plus Am. Abhibhaya. Then we have the regular option, abibiva and abibiva and abibiva. Then again, regular option, abibima and abibima. So anything there? The thing that you have to remember, and this is throughout, that before us, if the root ends in a vowel, it takes its guna. I-U-R-A will take green, all will drop before us. Right, mm-hmm. By that number 6.
Yeah.
On page 72. Let's look at Lok. Third person. Let's not do the unusual one. Bhandarkar doesn't deal with and I don't know anything about it. I never see it either. But let's just make note of it. Taught. It's interesting, they even deal with it as weak. See that? In the imperative, the third person singular is, in first mind, but it is strong, and singulars are all strong. So here, abibetu, tu-tam atu, abibetu, abibitam, or abibitam, bibyatu. Right here, you have to remember that the special rule, that for e, does it become e, that it's instead just simple sandhi, the e is replaced by ya. Same with bijati. Bijati in the present tense. So here, bijatu, same rule. And that top thing, I have to look into that. As I said, I've never seen it, never used it. been darker than the person.
Both the dots.
Yeah. Maybe I can look. I have some other grammar books. I can look it up and see. Let's look at these. Remember the endings are he chanta. The imperative endings are similar to perfect endings. He chanta. So all week a bbhi or no sorry bbhi or bbhi bbitam or bbitam bbita or bbita.
And so that again is the
thought. That yeah. The third person and second person have the thought as an option.
And do you not even see it?
I've never seen it. To my knowledge. I mean maybe I've seen it and just blanked it out, but I don't recall ever seeing it. Except in here. I mean I've seen it in a lot of different places in this Dasyupada. It's some exceptional form. Maybe it comes, I don't know, it probably comes from the Ramayana and the Mahabharata or something, but I haven't seen it in Vedanta. Yeah. But let's just make a note of it, that it's there. Let's do the first person. Anyava Ama, strong, so it takes guna. B becomes be. Plus ani, becomes ayan, right? Bibayani, bibayava, bibayama. Just simple guna sandhi, ayava sandhi. B becomes de, then a plus a vowel, ayah, right?
Mm-hmm. It says it's a verb, it's actually a
ba,
right? For the first person
singular. It should be a ba. Yeah, there's a typo there. It should be a ba. Bibayani. Mine also, my ya is really...
It's a weird looking, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. Yeah, it looks like an R is there sometimes.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, really
weird.
There.
Yeah.
So what should that be?
It should be Bibayani.
Bibayani.
Yeah, Bibayani, Bibayava, Bibayama.
That little
thing needs to be whited out. It looks like a,
yeah,
some sort of a,
yeah.
Yeah,
that end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So you just, yeah,
let's
get rid of it.
All right.
Let's look at the potential. All week. Oh, I see. This is something to note here. I didn't... Oh, I see what they did. The same option is there, but they just did it twice. Do you see that? They did the whole first one with a short E and the whole last one with a long E.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because that's the optional, but I guess that was the easiest way to do it. You're just adding on the terminations. There's nothing to know there. The terminations are ya, ya, tam, yuhu, yaha, ya, tam, yata, yam, yava, yama. Mm. So either with short or long, that using that option, you add the terminations directly on. Turn the page to 80. Page 80. This is ha to abandon. Let's go through this just really quickly also because it's such an important move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here the rule is that the ha drops, the ah drops before vowel termination. Mm-hmm. And before consonant termination it optionally it goes to iri. So here we've got third person, strong, so jahati, now weak, so the endings are ti, taha, ati, ati because nasal drops in the third gana. So jahati, jahitaha, jahitaha, jahati. Here ati is the ending, so the ah drops, jahati. The ah of ha drops.
Drops before the vowel termination.
Yes, before vowel termination, the ah drops.
And that applies to both weak and strong, right? The vowel termination, the ah.
No, thing. No. In the strong, it stays. Look at jahati.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry.
It's only in the weak. It's only in the weak. So look at the next one. Si tahata, jahasi, jahitaha, jahitaha, jahita, and jahita. Nothing. Okay, you just have to know the options. Ha in the weak. The R goes to E. goes to long E and then optionally to short. Then
right.
Jahami, Jahivaha, Jahima, Jahivaha, 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 Jahimaha, Jahimaha.
Kilda's option for the long or short E is at number 9, right? But we didn't do it when we did the Ha.
The option is only there for a couple of roots. It says, the option of going short is only there for a couple of roots. Where is it?
I think it says it in number 9, but we covered Ha.
No, look at number 8. The ah, the ah of ha undergoes the same changes as above, but the e is optionally shortened.
Oh, okay.
See, for ma and ha to go, that option isn't there.
Right.
But if it's ha to abandon, it has the option.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. And then look at number 9. Now for b also. The E is optionally shortened before the weak terminations with an initial. The E is optionally shortened before the weak terminations with an initial consonant. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So B is kind of like ha to abandon.
Mm-hmm.
It has that same rule.
Mm-hmm.
But normally that option isn't there. So for ha to abandon, not ha to go,
mm-hmm.
not other roots.
Oh.
But for ha to abandon, this option is there.
Oh.
And the same option is there for B. And we're just running through these because these roots come in Vedanta so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's look at the imperfect. Tatam uhu. So strong. Singulars are strong.
Mm-hmm.
So ajaha, the ah stays, ajaha. Then for this root, meaning to abandon, there's the option. Ajahitam and ajahitam. Right. And then ajahuhu. Now, before a vowel termination that's weak, ah drops. The ah of ha drops. And you just add the boost termination, which is the third person singular termination for third gun. Then we have ifsamta, ajahaha, ajahitam, ajahitam, ajahita, 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 and ajahita. Nothing there. And then Anvama, strong, ajaham. So now we have just regular Sunday, plus ajaham, because strong.
Mm-hmm.
Then option, ajahiva,
right.
And ajahiva, ajahiva, and ajahiva, and ajahima, and ajahima. Okay? Nothing there. Let's look at, you with us, Penny?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to Lok. Two Tom Utsu. Nasal drops start in the Paris line for the third person. Plural. So Jaha strong, Jahatu. Option Jahitam, 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 Jahatu. Ha drops, the ah drops, replaced by Utsu, Jahatu. Second person. Jahahi, Jahihi, Jahahi, Jahihi, Jahihi. Oh, I see. There's an option here for this, even though it's weak. Its name is Jaha. What was that? We read something about that, I think. Let's see that.
Oh yeah,
in the imperative, in the imperative second person singular, the ha is optionally retained so that the latter has three forms, jahahi, jahihi, and jahihi.
Right.
Where do you see that? Number 8, page 74.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the problem? Why we're having a problem there? Because I was thinking, why is it staying strong?
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's an option. Because normally it would just be Jahihi, and that has the option of Jahihi.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have this option also. And then of course we have the Tot.
Mm-hmm.
And the Itot and the Itot.
Right.
Okay. So now Tum, Jahitam, Jahitam, then Jahita, Jahita, straightforward. Then Ani Abba Amma, strong, Jahani, Jahava, Jahama, just regular Sunday, Dinika Sunday, Ah plus Ani, Jahani, Jahava, Jahama, Ani Avama.
For sure.
Yeah.
I must have missed something in the third Gana.
Yeah.
For the third person plural in the imperative.
Yeah.
Does the nasal also drop?
Yes. All the nasals, you know, the T and the unto. Normally, in all the other gunas in the second group, the nasal doesn't drop in the Parasmaipada, only in the Atmanapada. But in the third guna, the nasal of the third person plural in the Parasmaipada and imperative drops, or doesn't in any of the other gunas.
I have others. I didn't have it as imperative, so I just wanted to make sure.
No, it drops for others, and it doesn't drop for others in the Parasmaipada. So in the second guna, there is a list of roots that drop the nasal.
Right.
You know, but that's a specific list of about 5 or 6 roots.
Right.
The nasal will drop in the second guna, but for all of the other second guna roots, it doesn't drop.
Right.
And it doesn't for any of the other gunas.
And what I thought the third gunna loses the nasal in the third person plural in the present,
yeah,
and in the past, and now I'm asking about any.
No, not exactly. In the third gunna, the third gunna loses for all of the roots in the third gunna. It loses the nasal in the third person plural of the present and of the imperative. But in the imperfect, that ending, the unending, is changed to us.
Right.
So if you look at the three third person
plural. I have that. That's right.
Yeah. That's what it is, and that's the general rule for the third gunna.
Okay, good.
But it's not the general rule for the other gunnas.
Right.
For the other gunners, like in the second gunner that we went through, there's a list of about 5 or 6 roots.
Right. I have that.
Okay, good. Let's look at the potential. Again, potential is easy. There's a special rule for ha where the a drops before the potential yakara, and it's just added directly onto the root. We read that rule.
Number 8.
Yeah, the number 8 on page 74, before potential terminations beginning with ya, the obvious root is dropped. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then it's just add straight on. Okay, so that was good. Those are important roots. We did them. Now we have 2 more really important roots in Vedanta. And otherwise too, but I just want to highlight the ones that come all the time in Vedanta, so we take them to heart. Let's go to page 75, number 10. The da and ta lose the ending before root terminations, and then da assumes the form of tut before is, dwa, ta, and ta terminations, beginning with terminations that begin with is, dwa, it, and it. Right? Takara and takara. The imperative second person singular forms of the Parasmaipada are dehi and dehi. Chakti memorized. Exceptions. Right. So they go all the way through da. Let's do it on this, and then we'll go all the way through da in the other book. Da to put or to hold. Also, that comes with even like the adhara. Da is an important root. That's what holds, that which contains, that which bears.
Dhana.
Yeah. Dhana. Dhana, like adhara, that which is holding. Dhana, so an important root. So here, present tense, me, bahamaha. Notice these. Let's see. Oops, I'm already in trouble. Da and da lose the ending vowel before root terminations. See number 10? Da, they lose the ending vowel before root terminations, and then da assumes the form of dut before these other terminations. So Mivahama, strong singulars, tadami, then dadbaha, dadbaha. Weak termination, so it loses the ah. Everybody's clear with the reduplication of da to da da. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then si tahata. Now here we have strong, so the da si. Now here's a root that begins with ta, so we take the secondary form of dat. Because sadhva takaram takara, okay? So dat taha, dat ta. Then strong. Everybody see that? Then the da ti. That's the T. So it begins with an R. Ah loses its ah drops before termination, it begins with a vowel.
Wait, what?
Long
term?
Yeah, number 10. Let's go to the keyboard with the Paris Maipheta and then we'll do the Atmanekara. Ambama. Strong in the singular. So, Adadam. Right, adadam, and then weak, so the ah drops, adadva, adadma. Then istamta, before the istamta, or strong, sorry.
No, it's not strong, right?
That is. Imperfect.
Yeah.
Figures are strong in the Paris Maipheta.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's you're thinking of imperfect. No. So strong, this is only weak terminations that take the collapse like that. So, adadaha, then the collapse, or the change, it's not a collapse. Adat, right? This kind of a collapse. Adatam, adatta. Everybody see? Because termination begins with ta. Where it begins with ta, then dada becomes ta. Okay. Then ittaman, strong, as a dot. Then a tatam, because weak, and then a weak beginning with a consonant, one of these letters. And then adaduhu. Okay. Adras, because weak. Termination is us.
Yes.
Right, we have to memorize that. That's the termination in the third gana. Let's do imperative anyava ama. So strong, just straight on. Dadami, dadava, dadama. Dehi in the second, you have to memorize. Then, because of the ta, datam, datta. Ichitamta, right? Dehi, well it's not that, actually it's D, so this is just, you have Dehi, you have to memorize. Then, Tu Tam Etu, nasal drops, because of the third, Tada Tu, Dat Tam, Tada Tu. That becoming Dat is only for Is, Dwa, It, and It terminations. Under the potential, nothing there. It stays. Yeah.
Because of beginning. Right?
Yeah, so because of the, remember that rule number 8?
Mm-hmm.
Before potential termination is beginning with ya, the ah of this root is dropped.
Right.
So the ah of this root is also dropped. As we see, but they haven't told us that.
No, they,
yeah.
You know? I don't see them telling us that anymore,
no.
Right?
So if we could just write in, it's like 0.8 on 74?
Yeah.
With this root?
Yeah, maybe they'll tell us something about it down here, but let's see. I don't see anything where they say it. But that's what's happening. Right, the ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ah is dropped. Well, wait a minute. Maybe there's something.
They don't say it.
No way. Yeah, they do say it. Da and da lose the ending vowel before weak terminations. Before weak terminations. See, this is important.
Oh yeah.
Da and da lose the ending vowel before weak terminations. Number 10 at the top.
Oh, okay.
And then da assumes the form of da before these consonant terminations. You could have just said that. Consonant terminations, right? Before these consonant terminations. It represents the form of dut, yes, not included in that group.
So it's not...
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you see, Penny?
Yeah, so it's covered by 10.
Yeah, it's covered by 10, exactly. So if we look at it, they could just add it on the scripture. So yam, yava, yama. Dad yam, dad yava, dad yama. Dad yaha, dad yatam, dad yata. Dad yatam, dad yahu. So that's straightforward. Let's go back up to the Atmanepada. Evahemahe. So the ah drops in the week. These are all week. The day. Dadvahe, dadmahe. Then datse, because consonant, week. Datse, dadate. Here it's se, ate, dwe. Begins with a vowel, so the ah drops, so it's going to come out the same way anyway. Not because it begins with a vowel, though, because it's weak. It's not because it begins with a vowel, only because it's weak.
Right.
Could be begin with a vowel or consonant. But if it begins with any consonant except ya, it's going to take the secondary form. Because ish, dva, ta, ta, right? Between, except, right, where was it, except for a nasal or a semi-vowel. So, taha, atam, dvam, atat, taha, because of the ta. Adatatam, because of the ah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Adatvam, because of the dwa. See, there should be a dwa there. No, where? Wait. Atam dwam. I've got a typo.
Oh, it should be adatvam.
Yeah,
adatvam.
You should put a little dva in there so it's a triple conjunct. Adatvam. Do you see the typo? Atmanepada, second person plural. It should be adhadvam. The ending is dvam, not dam.
Yeah.
For the imperfect.
It's just the missing va, right?
Yeah, it's missing va. Adhadvam.
Yeah.
And then ta atam ata. Adhata. Oh, that's right. Instead of answer, it's answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Adatta, adatatam, adatata. Here, atam and atta are just adding on the same way. I, avahai, amahai, dadai, all week, dadai. Just the I, the ah drops. It turned out the same with Sunday anyway. The dai, the davahai, the damahai. Tetsua, because of the sakara and the termination. Tetsua. The datam. The dwam. The dwam. See, the typo's not there. See how they have the vada there? Because the ending's the same. Then, the tam. Because ta, tam, atam, atam.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the takara, we have that strange form. That tam, the da tam, the da tam. Atam, atam are the endings. See it?
Mm-hmm.
The ah drops because of weak. So it's because of weak. Here it's going to be simple. Iya, Ivahi, Imahi, they all begin with vowels, they're all weak.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's weak,
mm-hmm.
So you have the Iya, oh, that's okay. Dadiya, Dadivahi, Dadimahi, then Itaha, Iyatam, and Idvam. So Daditaha, Dadiyatam,
mm-hmm.
The D twam. Then Ita, Iyatam, and Iran. The Dita, the Diyatam, the Diran. Let's read this little paragraph underneath. In Dadwam, the Ta is, we didn't even think about this, but this is just regular Sunday. The ta is changed to the, being followed by a soft consonant, which is not a nasal. in Tadvam, the Takara is changed to Takara, to Dakara, and followed by a soft consonant, which is not a nasal. In fact, the 70, or he's using, I think it's back now, page 58. I go to page 58 just to see what rule he's actually using here. Number 6 on page 58, because even though it's natural for us by just normal Sunday, there's something additional to know here. In the body of a word or grammatical form, the preceding consonant, except the nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class when followed by the third or fourth letter, soft unaspirate or aspirate. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to the third. We just think of it by normal Sunday, but there's a particular Sunday that's in application in use here. Then, in Adhaduhu, R is dropped by 6, page 72. We know that one. That's just when the termination of the third person plural of the final of the imperfect first line, but it is us before which the final R of all words is dropped, and the final E, U, and R, short or long, takes a glance. But this would happen anyway.
It was weak and it was
weak. It would happen anyway in this, so I don't know why he's telling us that. The da and da, number 10 above, the da or da moves the ending vowel before the weak termination,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then da assumes the form of dut before is dwa is tus. The imperative second person singular forms of dehi and dehi. That's interesting that he's pointing this out, that the rule that he's telling us, even though this rule applies, it's possible that in the Panini Sutras that this other rule might take precedence, even though both will do it. There are all those kind of little peculiarities in Panini, and I don't know if that's the case. Remember that the terminations of the first person of the imperative except I begin with ah. I. Oh yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we know that. We knew that. Yeah, that's nothing. Even though they're strong, it would come out the same way. Right? Even the ha remaining, it would still be I. It would still be Dirga Sandhi, long Sandhi, so it wouldn't matter. But by this rule, the da becomes it, good, and then you add Abhai onto it. Good. No.
Why is he saying this here?
Why is he saying that? It's strong. I don't understand why he's saying that. Remember that the terminations of the first person of the imperative except I begin with ah. Yeah?
And he means that in the opposite that anyway. Or actually...
But opposite is still strong. Imperative are strong.
Right, exactly. And so I am.
Maybe he's getting tired. He's burned out. Unless there's something we don't understand there.
I'm confused about something though.
Yeah, me too. What are you confused about?
I'm confused about the first statement in this paragraph that we're working on.
Okay, yeah, number 10.
Of course I can't really read this very well, but I think it's the dvam.
Yeah.
The ta is changed to da. I mean, I know that would be true, but where was the ta to begin with? Aren't we working with the ending dvam?
No. The remember before a termination is dwa, ta, or ta. See number 10?
Uh-huh.
You see, if the termination begins with is, dwa, ta, or ta, da becomes dut.
And so
so we have dut plus dwam, then the ta goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, we have to take a little tiny break for a minute.